David says that the only requirements to uncovering our existing enlightened states are first to exist, then to have heard of enlightenment, and then to seek it as a realizable goal. At first, this may sound way too easy, but is it? Can a simple mind acquire the realization easier than an active, inquiring one can? Is the path to enlightenment simple, complex, or a mixture of both?
If you're interested in and motivated by a thing, nothing is difficult. If you're trying to push yourself for some intellectual reason, everything's difficult. And one should proceed at their own pace. It's like your own intuitive unfoldingness. You realize when you're ready for more, you realize when you've already accomplished certain goals. So you have to trust in the self. Spiritual evolution is not up to the self with a small s, it's up to the self with a capital S. So your small self may think one thing or another, but your higher self has other things planned for you. People think, well, I mean, if I was leading a spiritual life, this kind of a thing shouldn't happen to me. Well, unless that certain thing happened to you, it hit you hard enough, it broke through your barriers, and you realized the truth about yourself. So what may be frustrating to the self with a small s may be exactly what serve you the best according to the large s. Hitting bottom, they found that out. For instance, what they thought was a disaster was the open sesame to a whole transformed personality and way of being in the world, from a life of desperation to a life of gratitude and happiness. When you're introspective, you will discover things about yourself that you hadn't wanted to look at because they were unpleasant to admit. Yes, I am selfish. Yes, I always want to win. Yes, I'm looking for gain. Yes, I really hate that person. And you realize that an aspect of your ego is very unspiritual, as you would call it, unspiritual. It hates people, and it's envious of people, and like to get even with people. And so you have to have the courage to face the downside of the ego, because now you have the tools of how to understand it and recontextualize it so it solves itself in due time. If you elect certain spiritual principles and pursue them and follow them, then your experience of the world will be different, you see? To say that you created is not exactly correct, because you don't really create anything. One is constantly on the edge of the emergence of the fulfillment of potential. So if you facilitate the emergence of the potential within you, this process is called transformation. That which you are, like goes to like, tends to attract the similar. As I said, the angry person experiences New York City as an angry place, and the people are inhospitable and unfriendly. To say that he's creating that lapses into causality, say. It's not a causal relationship. Buoyancy doesn't cause the sea, but as a quark, you rise to the level of your buoyancy. But you're not causing the sea to do anything, and the sea is not causing you. It's just the interaction of that which you have become within a certain context evolves in a certain way. But it's not really causal in the Newtonian understanding of scientific causality. It's not cause. You don't cause it to go like. We said that consciousness is an infinite field of infinite power. And by every choice, you karmically change your polarity from positive to negative. Consequently, where you are in the infinite field is a consequence of that which you have become, but not from a causal viewpoint. A lighter quark tends to go higher. You tend to rise to the level of your evolution, of your development, of your own consciousness. You're shaping your experience of it. As the absolute is not subject to opinion or what you are, but how you experience it, how you see it, how you view it, and how you interpret it is up to who you are. Those things tend to become sort of slogans, you know, like every New Age magazine. Create your own reality and create your own reality workshop become sort of shop slogans. Also, there's the promise of a certain gain. It's seductive. It's seductive. Attend this workshop and you'll create more of what you want. And it's seductive. It's like a slick salesman gimmick to me. Spiritual people, really spiritual people, are not involved in it for gain. There is no gain. There is only the relinquishment of that which is false for that which is true. And the world then reveals itself differently. It's not like you're going to gain happiness or gain success.